Julius Caesar has moved from the Donmar warehouse in London to St. Anne's warehouse in Brooklyn. It is set in a women's prison, where the classic is being staged by the inmates.
Walk in the room!
It's been on the queue again. Libra, you have an opportunity to show leadership skills, but tone down your feisty attitude.
Phyllida Lloyd, who shaped Meryl Streep's Oscar-winning performance as Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady, directs the production. She says having an all-female cast makes an important point.
We spent very little time worrying about being men. We really concentrated on playing the characters. We were playing also, obviously, killers and soldiers and statesmen. So there was a certain testosterone that was essential. But I think it's just that what the single gender does to reveal the architecture of the play is really interesting.
I still don't understand how such a moron got the upper hand.
The producers of Molière's The Learned Ladies are making the same discovery.
Charm, seduce, enchant, bewitch, beguile.
A searching group of learned women, three.
Search for love and call it liberty.
But haven't.
It's a joint production by two local women's theater troupes, Cake Productions and the new Arte Theater Group. Madeline Mabey is a founding member of Arte.
Doing a Molière comedy in rhyming verse as all women adds to the comedy?
But we've evolved.
Well, I don't make a move without Descartes.
For me, platonic thoughts where one must start.
Peripateticism is the key.
The so-called pants role, in which a female character is transparently in drag or a male role is played by a woman, is an established convention in the theatre. What distinguishes these two productions is that they are completely monogender. But that doesn't mean that there are no men at all in the productions. Paul Urcioli is the male director of The Learned Ladies.
When I was researching Learned Ladies preparing for rehearsals, I also found out that in Molière's day, because the central male in the play is a henpecked husband, a man played the wife in drag because audiences were not prepared to accept that a woman would boss around a man like that. So as sort of a rebuke to that, it's like, well, why not make all the roles women? And how do you like us now? Because we change it up that way.
Marta Kirsten plays Clitandre, the romantic male lead in The Learned Ladies.
I would honestly say, actually, this is the most daring, maybe, thing we've ever undertaken as a company.
And she says she likes having a male director.
We've been getting what we've called man notes. There are just certain things you do that you don't even realize, and it's been really, really helpful to have Paul kind of saying, yeah, men, don't do that. Like, that looks really feminine. That's actually the girliest thing I've ever seen.
But back at St. Anne's warehouse, Phyllida Lloyd says she doesn't care about that, especially because Julius Caesar takes place in a prison.
They're in prison uniform. They are absolutely androgynous from the moment they come on the stage. You don't have to worry about, oh gosh, how are we going to look like blokes?
The risk is always that the gimmick or the concept is going to overwhelm the play.
New York Times drama critic Charles Isherwood.
Sometimes you have a bit of a forest trees problem here, where if you get too caught up in the idea that the director is imposing upon the play, then the play itself becomes sort of secondary, and I think a lot of people object to that.
On the other hand, gender bending just may reveal new sides of a work. Actress Madeline Mabey says The Learned Ladies doesn't just skewer intellectual women.
We're pointing up the ridiculousness of some of the misogyny or some of the dated ideas in the play, specifically by doing it with women, but just by doing this more modern translation and the way that we as smart, intelligent women approach a script.
Phyllida Lloyd says the experience has revealed something to her cast of seasoned actresses.
Here, it's a bit like being in a men's club. Everyone's opened their legs wide and, you know, they're not just the little bit of domestic and romantic corner. They are literally entering territory that they have never inhabited before.
The choreographer George Balanchine famously observed that if you put a group of men on the stage, you had a group of men. But if you put a group of women on the stage, you had the whole world. These two plays are about to put this to the test. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Montague.